And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 dear listeners. Wherever you find yourself, well, let's all just say we are, well, grateful is the first one. Second to answer that is also that we need to, you know, just see behind us that the week of, or the weekend that was, and also the month, and also the Friday and the Thursday was just, you know, some cold front coming through. However, we're in a new week. We are in the last week of May. This is not to sort of like signal out that, you know, we are on the cusp of seeing another, or seeing the end of this new, of this old month, and seeing in the new month starting from next week. However, it is a discussion point with regards to, you know, winter is going to be upon us, and wherever you find yourself, just be warm. Also, just take your supplements and stay healthy for the better part of most of, with regards to that weather change. Now, in this morning's discussion, wherever we find ourselves in the brand conversation, because this is the brand conversation, this is the discussion with regards to the brand conversation, we find ourselves still, you know, ending off on the discussion with regards to the, you know, supply chain or supply management or channel management discussion. Now, last week, guys, we got into the nitties, the nitty-gritties, you know, the essentials. However, here, we've got to be looking at some of the aspects in terms of when and how you need to implement or start, you know, doing channel management. Now, remember, guys, you can be someone with a small product, small business element in terms of where you are, you know, still in charge of most of your overheads, your input costs, and then also, you know, you want to sell directly to your consumers. Or you can be someone on a larger scale, you know, doing your own sort of like, or being part of a channel itself. Now, in most cases, those of you that are on the small scale, small enterprise setup, you would usually look at a discussion in terms of, you know, looking to manage costs, manage turnaround times, manage delivery times, manage, you know, how quick, or production times, manage how quickly things can get to a customer, manage how things can quickly get to you in terms of where you then can, you know, produce what needs to be sold. In all that space, you would probably take up the role of 2 to 3, you know, channel operators. But in a specific sense of going a bit larger, a bit bigger, obviously expansion does you know, dictate that you also need to incorporate other various sort of like specialists in order to assist with one or two facilitation functions within a channel. For example, the moment you start exporting, for example, out of a country, or if you expand large, you know, nationally, meaning over a country itself, you'd have to look at transport facilitators, you know, couriers, transport companies. A courier usually takes everything in a batch. A transport company can take everything now and get it there by later today or early the next day. So in that same regard, you've got to be factoring in various other facilitators to come into your channel in that regard. Now, every company, every business, no matter the size, no matter, you know, the scale, no matter the type of product, every company wants its products to reach the right customers. That's one of the most, you know, essential things besides finishing off the other four major pillars of, or, you know, satisfying the needs of each of the major four pillars of the marketing philosophy is getting your product to the right customer, or getting your product at the right point where your right customers can come and purchase. Because you can have a product, but if it's not supplied to a market, people will not know about it, people will not buy it. That's important. You can have the right product, you can have the world's most fabulous product even, but if people don't know about it, people don't know where it is, people won't buy it. It's as simple as that. Now, there needs to be a smooth flow in this regard of communication between a producer and a consumer in order for that to happen. So, as mentioned, guys, channel management is all about marketing efforts that consist of several activities, all of which, when carried out meticulously, can result in successful channel management and product launching. Also on top of that, this always includes marketing research, understanding consumer and business behavior, market segmentation to take place, targeting your markets, setting your prices, and new product developments. It's all encompassed in that whole philosophy itself. Now, what we've got to know is, what we've got to understand is that you have to start with the basics of understanding what a channel is. Now, we've already surpassed that. But there are three main types of channels that you can try and look at. Your channel, just to revisit that discussion point, is all about channel management is an activity that firms engage in to maximize the reach of their products to a maximum number of people, being the customer, the consumer. But you get three types of channels that you can incorporate with. Now, you get direct channel, then you get indirect channels, and then you get hybrid channels. Now, if you make use of a direct channel, direct would indicate, that you try to get as direct as possible, or try to shorten that in terms of the amount, the size of the channel itself. This is where it is organized and set up completely by the manufacturer. As mentioned, you're trying to make this as short as a channel as possible. Now, in the same regard, this manufacturer, if you are the manufacturer, would typically look at carrying or having more expenses, because this channel is a lot more expensive to set up initially, because they would require a lot of investment capital or capital investment. Direct channels also means that direct selling especially helps you if you are selling an art form, for example, or one or some sort of other product. Let's say you're someone that you're a tailor, and at your tailing shop or at your clothing shop, you can actually sell directly what you make. You can sell directly to customers. Now, this would then give people the opportunity to also appreciate the type of work that this manufacturer does. It would, for example, the people that have the vegetable, fresh fruit or produce vendors, that obviously gives the customers the opportunity to talk to the vendor, the person who has this product. But it's just not that the vendor is not the manufacturer. If you are, for example, someone that you're a cobbler, meaning you make shoes as well, that will also allow people, your customers, to interact directly with you. And it's on those discussions, that where the customers would see, well, these are either handmade products or these are well made with fine detail being applied to the product. So they get to appreciate the kind of work that you do. Also on top of that is that they can even request you for personalized or unique products in that same space. However, if you now take that example and you make it a lot bigger, it becomes a little bit, you then see how massive the scale is. For example, like a lot of the major retailers in the country, some of them are producers or do sort of like directly supply, their own products. For example, you get those no-name products, those ones that are branded, in-store branded for the retailers, on the retailer's branding. You get those kinds of products. Those kinds of products are in a sense, they're not the retailers. The retailer can also be a producer, but not a full-on producer. Sometimes they would just buy surplus and then just relabel stuff under their in-house brand. When they do that, it's not technically almost like being in this, doing direct channel management, but they are trying to sort of like establish their own channel in a way. Now, in the same sense is also with direct channels, you get to develop your own brand over time. Your own brand. Because it is ultimately important that the brand survives a lot longer, that the brand carries a lot longer, that customers, you know, see what value, what benefit the brand supplies to them, how they derive said benefits, you know, out of the activities that take place, and then they take it forward from there. Because the most important thing is with direct selling, you can, or direct channel management, you can, as the producer, as the manufacturer, as the person making the product, you can literally be in charge of most of the activity. However, it takes a lot of inputs and a lot of effort as well. Now, some of these advantages of the direct channel includes that it is the shortest and simplest channel of distribution. There is, as mentioned, a big burden in terms of investment or capital investment, or, you know, on that part of the manufacturer. But it means that the channel is very short and it's very simple. It also establishes that there is an absence of intermediaries, meaning if you take out the middlemen, these intermediaries, if you take out the middlemen, this leads to a higher profit margin that you as the manufacturer can enjoy. Remember, you can be a tailor, you can be one of these other visual artists, someone that either paints or sculpts or does welding works. If you are the manufacturer, you made it, you can actually sell yourself directly to a customer. If you're a farmer that that has his or her own marketplace or stall or vendor situation, you can supply directly to your stall or to your vendor. You can supply directly because you grow, you produce, and you've got a point of distribution that is yours. Ultimately, the shorter the channel always is, the more, you know, in terms of profit margins are available. The more people you bring in, the more diluted those profit margins become. Just to give you an example, guys. Lastly, the other benefit that a direct channel establishes is that it allows your brand to have a greater control over a customer experience. Meaning, if there are any issues with regards to products that the customers buy from you, they can complain directly to you. You would know directly. You would know what the impacts of the product's uses have been, what they signaled, and what they look like. Because if there are more people in a channel, that kind of communication, that kind of feedback from your customers just disappears somewhere. But if it's a very short channel, if there are any issues, any complaints, any sort of like after effects, it can be communicated directly to the manufacturer. To the manufacturer. You might have seen on some products, guys, where they would put on the label, on the packaging of the product, they would indicate that you can call directly on this hotline or on this customer care line if there are issues in terms of consumption. If you make use of, let's say, if you buy a cool drink and you experience some sort of negative reaction, that you can call directly to them because they want to hear. Because if you reported that to the retailer reports it to the supplier or the distributor has to communicate that again to another distributor, that distributor has to communicate it. Do you see how long that list becomes? It's just too many people in between in order to get the information directly to the manufacturer so that they know that there are some people that experience some sort of negative impact or negative reaction with the product. Now, moving from there, guys, just to give you an example of some things. Apple is one of the best examples of direct channels. They make their own stuff and they sell their own stuff. Remember, they make their own stuff and they sell their own stuff, meaning they have their own distribution points. They are also, obviously, most of their hardware is also available through other.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipoperanya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lyeyowamba zuma okoko, ndimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatu e utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now coming back, guys, and just where we left off with the last example in terms of what Apple does. Now, I've given the example of even like a farmer in terms of where the farmer can be producing something as well as also having their own distribution point, meaning a shop front or, you know, just a street vendor that, you know, that sells what the farmer produces. However, on a bigger scale would be Apple, because Apple produces its own products and it also has its own distribution points. Now, as mentioned, their products are also found in other third-party establishments which also have physical stores. They mention them as brick and mortar shops. And in that same space with those physical stores, the aspect then becomes wherein they can obviously and firstly that their reach has been, you know, multiplied because of the third parties that also sell their hardware, but they themselves also then give a further direct customer experience. Because remember, if there's any feedback from customers or from your customer base, it will allow them to be contacted directly through their own storefronts or through their own distribution points. But they are not just advantages to a direct channel. There are also disadvantages to it. Because firstly, you would be competing against a vast network of wholesalers and retailers. Guys, the moment, if you look at the various industries, the various products that exist, especially that in the retail market or in the retail sector, these products are also sold by the biggest retailers, the biggest wholesalers. So, even if you are taking charge of your own product, but you are also supplying your product through another distribution channel that ends up in another retailer, it is a form of some sort of competition because your own distribution channel or your own distribution point is competing with a larger, most probably bigger retailer or operator in that segment of retail. Understand this, guys, that's also where you see competition between channels exist and come about. It's not good news for the product because the retailers and the wholesalers will be demanding in terms of saying, but listen, you are actually pushing most of your advertising for your physical stores or for your physical distribution points, but you're not pushing or not supporting advertising or generating support of advertising for our distribution points, for our, you know, retail points. And that's one of the downsides as well. that you get this competing sentiments or competing perspectives taking place right there. Now, the major thing is, and as mentioned, where we left off on Friday, is that in a channel, in a distribution channel, guys, communication is key. Apart from that communication, if you put it on equal footing just next to communication, is networking and maintaining relationships. Because it is essential. Essential. Guys, you would not believe me. There are salespeople in this world that will tell you, don't buy Dwight's smartphone. Because Dwight's smartphone has these or other sort of like disadvantages. And it just doesn't feel good in your hand. And it just doesn't have a proper feel. It's not like the latest smartphone out there in the world. That's what you get from certain salespeople. Because those salespeople know where they will get the best commissions from. They know where to get the best commissions from. Which products will generate them the best incomes. And based upon such communication, because they are communicating directly to a consumer, based upon such communication, you need to have one of the best sort of like relationships with third-party distribution points, especially if you are also participating in direct channel management. Now, even though the costs might be lower in some cases in a direct channel, customers also have to pay the total price because the manufacturer has a set or preset price range, which often, you know, is sometimes more than what a retailer would charge. This is one of the biggest conundrums, guys. Even I myself, I can see what the answer is, but even I myself have tried to wrap my head around this discussion. You would sometimes find certain products that the company or the organization manufactures themselves. They have their own distribution point. They have their own salespeople, sales staff, you know, on that setting. However, the product that they sell, which is the same product that you find at a third-party retail distribution point, is somewhat more expensive in some cases than if you go to the third party, meaning another retailer, independent retailer. For the love of me, guys, I've tried to understand. I've tried to have conversations with other marketing people about such perspectives, because a shorter channel would constitute there being certain, you know, so I wouldn't say subsidized. Because subsidized would still mean there was money being put into the discussion. I would just say that the pricing, the amount of people in a channel would dictate that the price of the end price of the product would be more accommodating to a consumer. It's not the case. It's really not the case, guys. It's really not the case. And we can even go back to even iPhones or Apple phones. You can just do a little bit of research. You can compare that phone, that smartphone, in terms of where you find it at the independent distribution points to their physical distribution point here in the country. You can do that. You can do that little exercise. And it'll still baffle you in terms of why does it somewhat a little bit more expensive at the company's own branding store than it is at a third party. Then, we've got our next discussion, which is the opposite of direct channels, meaning an indirect channel. And as you guessed, since we've already explored into direct channels, is that with an indirect channel, this would mean there are people in the channel. Now, these are the products that are also being distributed further on by intermediaries, meaning middlemen. The seller forms part of the chain. They can be the final distribution point, or they can be the first point, meaning the manufacturer, but they still form part of the same channel. They are still part of the same setup. They are still part of the chain in communication and, you know, relationship management. However, And before we hit our next ad, the most important thing here is that there is a price that moves down the channel. So if something costs $5, then the next intermediary would know what the price would be.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimuna o maile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia. Enderapa manate muyuni walela pei. Lelape onkaro ompu woma futiro nokuthitha ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeku gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mauthemba goe hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otarituru wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tuzengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pei yimo nena nena tai avika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
And as we come back from that extended break, heading into that discussion, especially with regards to indirect channels. Now, indirect channels, guys, you've got to understand there is a lot of pricing that takes place there because everyone's costs gets placed onto the price of the final product of the product. Well, the product is already final, but the final price is traveling down and up the channel. It is. You guys have to see some of the bigger companies in this world, especially the bigger distribution companies, in terms of their discussion points, because they move so much goods that come in from South Africa through the rest of the country. Through the rest of the country. Now, understanding that would always include salaries, rent, petrol, transport costs, fleet management costs, meaning if they've got, you know, like services and maintenance to pay for their various vehicles that need to transport the goods, all that needs to be accounted for in the pricing of your product. Now, I mentioned, guys, in a direct channel, the manufacturer is in charge of the channel, takes charge of the channel. In indirect channels, you're technically allowing a lot more people to have more say on the price. Ultimately, they have to factor in how quickly the thing will move. Is it a very popular brand? Is it a very popular product? If it's not, they will ask them, they will then start asking questions in terms of, you know, are they allowed to mark it up, to put extra on in terms of that this product might stand a little bit too long on the shelf. Now, in indirect channels, guys, you've got to understand that this will allow you to sell much larger volumes. I say much larger than in a direct channel, much larger volumes. But as mentioned, the impact of prices on the products will be one of the first and most sort of like direct impacts that you'll see. That impact on the price is what you will see immediately with regards to the product itself. And that's also due, as mentioned, to the commissions that need to be shifted along the line. Now, let's get the first caller in who's trying to get through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello, my man, my dear friend.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yebo, yebo. Yep. What do you want to share?
Yebo, yebo. Street language. But now we are in the age of soap. Shopping, eh? Now, most of us throughout our lives now, and under conditions of scarcity, now the word is frugality, which the austere ethics of which is famous, né? For example, some of us. We avoid luxuries, never threw food away, a patched-up torn trousers instead of buying a new pair, and so on. Now, consumerism sees the consumption of ever more products and services as a positive thing. But it encourages people to treat themselves, spoil themselves, and even kill themselves slowly by over-consumption. Now, they said we must not over-consume the Mobani worms. But that has been a traditional food long, long before all of us were born. Now, frugality is a disease to be cured. But you don't know, or you don't have to look far to see the consumer ethics in action. Every packet you read on the bags, for example, Sarah Bucket, for breakfast, you have to think twice if it is necessary for the family to have it. Sometimes you need a treat. Sometimes you need a little extra energy. And there are times to watch your way and times you have to got to have something right now. Throughout, we were likely to be repealed rather than attacked by such a text. So we would have branded it as selfish, ignorant, or morally corrupt. So their consumerism has worked very hard with the help of popular maybe psychologists that just do it to convince people that indulgence is good for you, whereas frugality is self-expression.
Now,
but it has succeeded. We all are consumers, good consumers, to buy countless products that we don't really need and that until today we didn't know existed. So manufacturers deliberately design short-term goods and invent new and unnecessary models of perfectly satisfactory product that we must purchase in order to stay in. And shopping has become a favorite pastime, and consumer goods have become essentially, if I say, may I say, mediators in relationship with between family members, spouses, and friends. So I don't know now in Namibia whether we have manufacturers of such things, but we don't. No. We only depend from the South African manufacturer production.
It's actually true, because if we start from the frugality point, meaning, you know, having that austerity in terms of just behavior, consumption behavior, if it doesn't matter what it is, it's the notion of it presents a clash with the consumerist, you know, philosophy itself, because people are being pushed to buy consistently because those retailers and manufacturers, well, let's call them part of the channel, part of the indirect channel. All those guys have salaries, costs, maintenance, and fleets to manage, and then they still want to make their profits on the side.
Finally, maybe the question will be, how can we square the consumerist ethics with the capitalist ethics of the business person, according to which profit should be or should not be wasted and should that be reinvested in production?
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe the simple question, it's simple. As in previous era, there is today a division of labor between the elite and the masses.
Yeah.
In olden times, in Europe, for example, aristocrats spend their money carelessly on extravagant luxuries, whereas peasants live frugally, maybe mantling every penny. Finally, today the tables have turned. The rich take great care managing their assets and investment, while the less well-heeled go into debt, buying cars and television they don't really need. That's my contribution, sir.
Exactly.
I always don't master your name.
No, it's Dwight. It's just as simple as with like Dwight Eisenhower, the U.S. president.
Oh, last time we were talking with Chicken, you said you are brown bone, but you are a dumber. Okay, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for coming through. All right. And in terms of that discussion, guys, it's you also see the aspect with regards to consumerism, sometimes how it factors even into the channels, because ultimately, if you have a look in terms of what direct channels try to do, they try to get as much of the product on a large scale as possible. Remember, with a direct channel, sometimes also you can also have the similar approach, because there might be third-party distribution points as well. But second onto that is also that you try to have or manage as closely as possible your own direct distribution points, and also, you know, sustain and keep on top of the demands and trends coming from customers and consumers. Now, just before we hit our next ad break, and just in terms of, you know, getting into the next part, which is the hybrid channels. Hybrid channels is a combination of the first two aspects, indirect and direct channel management. Hybrid channels, well, this is where you get examples like the use of authorized distributors. Authorized distributors sometimes come through in the forms of franchises. Authorized distributors also sometimes come through in terms of where the market that the person is operating in is not actually the market that they are making the products for. For example, like you would, let's say I would go to South Africa and get a sort of like an authorization letter from a manufacturer in South Africa to sell their product here, to extend their services here, to generate a market here for the product from the specific manufacturer who's based in South Africa. So that would mean, you know, it would be some sort of a short direct channel, but I am still an intermediary. I would still be an intermediary in that regard, because I would still feature as a middleman, and I'd just be an extension of their business function or their channel function that they already have in operation. Now, as we hit the next ad break, we'll come back after that, getting into the last leg of today's discussion here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And this is your brand conversation.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were... Be part of that.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, getting into the last leg of this morning's discussion with regards to channel management, is taking a look at, you know, the purpose of some of these channels. Now remember, the most essential one is to move the good along the channel. So you would then, your first two questions would always be, how long should the channel be? Or how short? How short would it most probably dictate towards you deciding on going directly? Or if it's going to be a long one, you practicing an indirect approach. But, as mentioned, you want to get as much of your product out there to as many people as possible so that as many people as possible can buy your product on a daily basis, preferably. Because that then leads to the return sales or the repeat sales taking place. However, it's important to note, and it is, that here... You'll be asking yourself questions with regards to, you know, supply, with regards to how quickly supply can take place. Now, the intermediaries in between, the other distributors or the other people that factor in and that can service various distribution points, they then become an important role. If you're going to do the Apple approach, sure, but just note that not everyone has the money that Apple has. Not everyone has the capability of generating a product that can actually sell itself like what Apple has. Because Apple, for example, they do have the, you know, trained technical staff to assist you with technical queries. Third party people might not be trained or, you know, skilled up with regards to Apple knowledge, Apple product knowledge. Making it rather that they're just a distribution point, that they're just a point to sell the product from. Now, also, is the opposite spectrum of the selling, because you can try to sell as much as possible. But the major question is, will your current channel setup help you with that approach? Now, the second one is manufacturing can also, on the one side, produce an excellent product, a very good product. But, and this is an important but, even if you produce that wonderful product, it does not always mean that you will have business success. That means you just finished, you completed, or you were successful in one requirement of your business function. The second requirement of your business function is for people to buy. And how do you get them to buy? Firstly, having a distribution point. Secondly, advertising to them regularly enough so that they know and will know that your product is there available as an option to them. No matter the price. Now, on that same space also is that products need to find the right buyers that need to be targeted with the right messaging. And that, guys, is where rates of conversion is applied. Because conversion has to do with people that did not know about your product being converted into people that now use your product. People that didn't hear of your product being converted into people that now are aware of your product. They can talk about the product. They know that the product will feature as an option in their price list. For example, if you're making cooking oil or you're manufacturing cooking oil, But on the shelf, you're standing next to five other cooking oil brands, each one with a similar price range, similar packaging. The labels can be changed, don't worry. The labels can be changed. It's the packaging, what it's made of. But you might also consider that in some cases, a lot of your customers or a lot of your, you know, interest could also come from an online platform. Some online platforms would tell producers, hey, or would tell the marketing manager, hey, we probably need a website for this, because we're seeing a lot of people making odd digital queries or online queries or asking questions on an online space, looking for a website. So that would push you to consider another channel. But remember, always keep in the back of your head, sometimes one of the major contesting points is that the moment some producers or manufacturers or companies establish a digital platform is the moment that they actually start cannibalizing on some of their distribution channels. It sometimes happens, guys, and it sometimes doesn't. And it sometimes plays out in a very ideal manner in terms of where the digital distribution platform and the physical ones actually complement each other. Well, that is the most ideal picture that any marketing officer or manager would want to achieve. A complementary picture where the digital one can stand in if the physical one, you know, is not there. And the physical one can stand in if the people don't actually need the digital one. But now, currently, what we see is that people love doing this. They will push or try to drive traffic through one of the other. Either go and visit. You can't buy through our website. You can only see. But go to our stores to go buy. Or if you don't find the product that you're looking for, we do have it on our website. You can go and buy for it there. You can go pay for it there. There's a payment function. Now, what do you think happens there? You're technically telling the customer, drop one of the two and pursue one of the other. Right? Drop one of the two and pursue one of the other. Now, when you are going to do that, there's also another question to factor in. While, you know, you're thinking about a direct channel, indirect channel, or even a hybrid channel, is that there's the notion of always adding more channels or even a new channel to a discussion. For example, there are several examples of companies that have added new sales and marketing channels. A new application, for example, for a clothing store. Yeah, a new application for a clothing store. The clothing store could have been begun in the 90s, 10 years even ago, or 20 years for that matter. But some of these businesses feel like a digital presentation or digital platform would be ideal to expand and get the message still of their products out there. For example, is this American clothing store known as Forever 21. The brand was started or opened its first store in 1984. The brand wanted to add a digital component to its magazine. And that's why it came up with an augmented reality application. Meaning that this application for this Forever 21 opens new channels for its customers and also takes online shopping to the next level. It does. It really does. Now, just ending off here with this morning's discussion is where we end off on the note of increasing your efficiency for your existing channel. So when you're going to do that, guys, when you're going to be increasing your efficiency, when you're going to increasing, you know, how effective this channel can function, you've got to think about adding new sales. Sales is always the most important thing to always factor in. Add in new sales and marketing channels. So what do we mean here? Well, it's important to make the most of existing channels. Even if you're going to think about trying to establish new ones or generate new ones, add in new ones or manage or, you know, try to improve the performance of the existing ones. Because they took time, they took effort, they took resources to establish. Good channel management will help you build strong relationships with the various channel partners, which is true. Open communication, direct, honest. Well, it depends on the honesty level, but open, direct, and will get you to that good channel management space. The other one that you can look at is that the biggest manufacturers are always looking to hire skilled channel managers. It's something like a relationship manager, because if you factor in there as a producer or something, you would usually look at someone that can manage your channel for you on the best levels. Guys, it's not just about pushing the products. On most cases, channel participants, channel representatives, they want someone to call, someone to talk to, someone who will just answer their phone when they dial it. And in that same space, this allows the channel to solidify its strongest points. It allows it to have good movement of goods in that channel. Remember, everyone is dependent on the sales of those goods. So if they can move quicker in larger quantities, and there's a good sense of rapport, meaning understanding and relationship and good relationship status between various channel members, everything will flow wonderfully. The product will get from point A to point B, no problem. If there are major hiccups, you know, it can be dealt with in a more conducive, very accommodative manner. If there are. But if there's bad blood in that channel, well, we all are human. Negativity just, you know, generates more negativity. So channel management is not just about establishing the channels, but also about maintaining the relationships and the lines of communication as best as possible and on as good a standard as always. Now, before we end off with today's discussion, just to let you know that you can still catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone also. The On The Radar squad will be is getting ready to make their presence or get in. However, just to let you know where we'll be, you know, in terms of for tomorrow's program, you can still catch me here on the Brand Conversation between 12 and 1 p.m. as we will be expanding into those discussion points with regards to, you know, branding and all things related to the marketing, the world of marketing. Just as a lasting thought, just to give you something, if you've ever wondered the various intermediaries that exist in a channel and what they are, who they are, just as a small example and a small exercise, you can always see it here in Namibia. You get your physical retailers or your retail storefronts. You get your wholesalers. You get your distributors. And you get your agents or brokers. Agents, brokers, and distributors are somewhat similar because distributors can supply to a wholesaler or a wholesaler can supply to a distributor. Doesn't matter which one. Agents, brokers can supply to distributors or wholesalers as well. And they can broker or, you know, negotiate pricing levels for the products. Because remember, this fee factors into the major consumption discussion as the caller indicated a little bit earlier on the program. Now, as we reach the end of our discussion, remember, guys, you can catch me later on tonight here on the Business Economic Zone. You can also catch me same time, same place tomorrow morning on the Brand Conversation as we get things going and discussing on the Brand Conversation, for that matter. This has been the Brand Conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And let's see each other again, same time, same place, and also later tonight.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast.
On the Radar is proudly brought to you by Global Parts Namibia. Global Parts, global reach for best local prices and advice.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.